I know.
Come on in, there's some seats in the front.
Okay, I'd like to call the Bethel Township meeting to order at 7 o'clock here, June 13th. If we could stand for the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Great to see everybody tonight. Thank you for being here. We're going to change the order just a little bit and go to Section 8 here, the Fire Department swearing in of Battalion Chief Terry Weldon, Battalion Chief Mike Arnold, and Captain Ben Cahill. So.
Okay, good evening and thank everyone for coming. About two, 3 weeks ago, we passed the resolutions and everything for the promotions for the fire department. At that time, we had a very heavy agenda, so we kind of postponed the ceremony for tonight. So we are very pleased to have with us this evening our candidates that we're promoting. Battalion Chief Mike Arnold, come on over. Battalion Chief Terry Weldon, come on over. And Captain Ben Cahill, come on over. So these gentlemen have been with us for several years, representing a lot of experience and leadership within the fire department. So we are very pleased that we are promoting these individuals tonight. It's been a long time coming. Last year in July, almost a year ago, we had longtime Assistant Chief Jay Zimmerman retire so he could go off and do whatever Jay does. So now we've kind of had to fill some voids. So we've changed up how we're doing the operations of the township. We're going down to one captain. Before, actually, I had two captains, the ones that are getting promoted. So Ben is kind of talked about him first a little bit. He's going to be taking over all of our training duties for the township. So both fire and EMS, he'll be making sure everybody's getting trained and appropriately ready to respond. Ben's already been doing a lot of that stuff. He has a passion for it. And we're looking very much forward to Ben kind of taking the reins of that and making sure everybody's well trained to respond out to everybody in the community. So. He's first. I'm going to talk about him, then we'll swear him in. Terry Weldon, longtime captain. How many years have you been here? 150? So, longtime officer and captain of the fire department. Terry deals with a lot of our EMS stuff when he was a captain. He's still going to oversee a lot of that now, as long with making sure all the runs get done. Both of these two will feed back to Ben as far as what we need to train on if we see deficiencies, but he's still going to be mostly over the EMS side. Mike, once again, been here for 150 years. I know he doesn't look that old, but he really is. He's going to be taking care of the fire side of things. So he'll be, once again, evaluating all that stuff, taking care of fire inspections and that sort of thing, and passing on back to Ben what we need to train on. So we're really excited about this new format. We think it'll increase our training a lot, and we're just happy to have him on board. So I'll go ahead and do their oaths and their swearing in. Chief Cerebral will present the helmet, and as I swear them in, I have given the badges to significant people in their lives for them to come up and put their badges on them. So let's start with Captain Ben Cahill. If you could raise your hand and repeat after me. I will at all times.
Respect the property and rights.
Of all men and women.
Of all men and women.
The laws of my country.
The laws of my country.
And members I serve with.
Members I serve with.
I recognize the office of captain.
I recognize the office of captain.
As a symbol of public faith.
As a symbol of public faith.
And trust.
And trust.
And I accept so long.
And I accept so long.
As I am true to the ethics of the fire service.
As I am true to the ethics of the fire service.
You got it. Congratulations.
Appreciate it.
And his lovely wife, Gabby, will come up and call Place his captain's badge upon him.
Make it hurt.
No problem.
This is part I look forward to, with wives and significant people get to jab the other people.
You wanna hear some?
You're way too nice, Gabby.
They're gonna let him do it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Okay, so for the other two, I'm gonna go ahead and do the oath for both of them at the same time. It's the same one. So if you both could please raise your hand and repeat after me. I will at all times.
I will at all times.
Respect the property and rights.
Respect the property and rights.
Of all men and women.
Of all men and women.
The laws of my country.
The laws of my country.
And the members I serve with.
And the members I serve with.
I recognize the office of battalion chief.
I recognize the office of battalion chief.
As a symbol of public faith.
As a symbol of public faith.
And trust.
And trust.
And I accept.
And I accept.
So long as I am true to the ethics of the fire service.
So long as I am true to the ethics of the fire service.
Congratulations. Congratulations. A little behind the scenes, we've ordered new helmets for these two, but they haven't came in yet. So let's see, Mike's impostering me, and Terry's impostering Josh for right now, but that's okay. So their helmets are on order, and they'll be here pretty soon. Shannon, if you want to come up for Terry, and Hunter, if you want to come up for Mike.
We're trying to talk.
Oh, okay. No,
who's gonna win?
Damn, you got it.
Competition. Oh,
yes. Do you have a quick photo opportunity if you guys would like to come up? You guys in the middle. Oh,
my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Okay, so real quick, it's
your significant other, Captain's,
significant other, everybody would like, we'll do one at a time. Anybody for Cahill, if anybody wants to come up and have a picture taken, feel free.
She just
went out there. Okay, we'll switch around. Well then. Weldon's got like 700 people here, so.
Listen, we were busy for like 7 years.
Yes, you were.
I'll take it. Do you want me to take it?
No, someone else.
Do you want me to take it? Or I can just send it to you, whatever.
I'm going to try and get out of the way.
It's fine, it's fine. Okay, well, there you go. All right, you guys ready? 1, 2, 3. That's a great picture. Alright, I gotta take one with my camera. That should be your family Christmas photo.
Terry's actually smiling, so yes, it should be.
1, 2, 3. Awesome. Thank
people
you.
People think he doesn't know how to smile. He actually does.
Tony Chavarro, do you have any family you'd like to take a picture with?
We don't have enough room.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. If you guys, all fire department people, want to go over. All
right, we're going to do it.
Okay. I was going to say, you can go ahead and head out. We'd you can do a deal by the fire trucks, too. Mike, you can go as well.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm trying to do some.
Yeah, make it decisive. Yeah.
Nope, got one.
Oh, one more, sorry. taller than your dad.
It's his shoes.
Oh, yeah. All right, ready? 1, 2, 3. There's one more. I also have this one, right? Aww. It's so nice.
Mike, do you want to go over this?
Hey, you're very welcome.
Don't worry about it. Thank you.
We'll just go over there.
You can go over there and take as many pictures as you want. So.
Yeah.
Sorry about the rain. It's all Mike's fault.
Yeah, hey, congratulations. I know I'll see you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
You look good, Sam. You got 100.
Look at these guys.
You got 100 firemen standing around. Get up there and hit you. There you go.
Those chairs can be super hard.
Oh, Ben.
He took it.
Oh, you took it? You got
it.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming. Sorry about the rain tonight.
No.
See you later.
You're an Akron Zip? My granddaughter
graduated. Yay! I even
know where it's attached. Yay! Yeah. Okay. Are you
going to
do
anything? Wow.
No,
we
want to go with you to the party.
Well, thank you to the rest of the audience for your patience and everything, letting us get through that. And so,
we
appreciate it.
We only want to see those guys socially.
Exactly. Me too.
We'll get back on the agenda. We're at approval of the minutes. We have May 2nd, 2023 workshop.
So that one was one where we had on the agenda last time. It's as per our new thing. It's been reviewed. It's been talked about. If we need to review it further. But it did not get approved last time. So it's back again, and it'll stay there until we do get it approved.
I'm fine. Let's just skip through it. I think it was done. The only thing that I had an issue with is it said edited by Beth Van Heren. But I don't care. Let's just get these off our list. So I move for the adoption of May 2nd, 2023 workshop meeting minutes.
I second it.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there discussion? Okay. Debbie, will you call the roll?
Mrs.
I cannot vote.
Right, you are here.
Mrs. Van Heren?
Yes.
Ms. Reese?
Yes.
You still have to call. She still has to call you, Don. You just have to abstain.
Oh, abstain. I wasn't here for that meeting. Okay, so now we're going to move on to staff reports, and we have a very informative report from our deputy sheriff, and please give her your utmost attention, 15 to 20 minutes tops.
Well, I reviewed everything, and I don't have a particularly informative report today, but that just means not a lot negative has gone on, so... couple thefts here and there, but not a huge increase with the good weather. So as of right now, we're staying pretty steady, and I will allow anybody who has any concerns to present them to me.
I had a call from a property owner on Gibson Drive,
uh-huh.
which is the
yes.
Wiley Industrial Park.
Yes.
And he's talked to Andy multiple times, talks to me multiple times. He just wishes you guys would come down there. People just speeding, and what he says, mainly it's people coming back from lunch. So if you guys could sometime go like 11:30, 12:30 during the day, he said they're flying 55 miles an hour. And it's everybody, it's not just one person.
Okay.
It seems like it's a lot.
But predominantly during the lunch.
That's what he said, during
okay.
during lunch hour. We keen to get out and keen to get back to work, I guess.
Okay.
So.
I can pass that on.
All right, thank
you. See if we can get some people down around those times.
I talked to one resident, the road over there by Wyndham, what's that road?
Was it Newberry?
Newberry. The gentleman was all excited how fast they were traveling up and down Newberry. His report to me was there was cars going 70 miles per hour. I kind of like to buy a car that could do 70 miles an hour in such a short distance, but I have passed that information along.
Is it a specific car that is in the resident, in the area?
He did
anything?
Not say that. He talked about speeding in general.
Times of day at all? Just speeding? Okay.
Yes, right. On Newberry.
Okay. If you have a contact with him again, and you can get some times or like vehicle description, that could be helpful, but I'll put that forth as well.
Okay. And that's all you want to report?
I don't have a lot this time, so I review all the reports in the last month before I come into any meetings, and
well, thank
there really wasn't much of note this time around. So.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah. Yes, Don.
Do we have a noise complaint in Bethel?
Noise ordinance?
Right, because people coming down my road rattle my windows in the wintertime.
There is one, yes. How do they rattle it?
With the radio? With the radio. Inside their closed car, inside my closed house, my rental will rattle.
That one would be challenging to address unless it's a consistent car and we can get a report of it, just because it's very difficult to pinpoint somebody who's in transit.
Right. Okay, it's the same car. The same two cars.
Okay. If you have
I'll take pictures of them.
Okay.
I'll be out there.
Plate numbers are helpful, and we can at least address it. It may still be a little more challenging because in most cases, it's a neighbor who has a barking dog or whatever, something that's consistent, but it's easily identifiable. They're not
because we had a kid years ago that you can even start his car.
Mm-hmm.
Now that he's a parent with children, he can't stand people to do that.
Mm-hmm. And it happens a lot.
Thank you very much. Thank you, and be safe, please.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, we'll move on to a report from the fire department. Andy?
It's been a relatively busy couple of weeks. We've had 38 calls for service, two to Tipp City, two to New Carlisle, one to Huber Heights. One of the Tipp City ones was a brush fire, a big field fire. We were over there on that. We did have, this one shows the structure fire we had up on Scarf Road a few weeks ago. So that shows up on this report as one of our building fires. 19 emergency medical calls, two building fires. One was ours, one was mutual aid. One passenger vehicle fire, which was down here on 40. One heavy equipment one, which was that skid steer that caught on fire. The trash waste fire, that's the natural vegetation fire. That's the one we went to in Tipp City. Three motor vehicle accidents with injuries. One without. And then 5, 6 that were either dispatching canceled or no activation or stuff like that that are minor calls. So a pretty busy time.
Right.
We just also finished up our quarterly training, our second one of the year. We did rural water movement out here over the weekend where that's where we practice using our dump tanks and tankers for areas that don't have hydrants. So we had, I think Mike told me that it was 100% participation in the training. So that's really good, and we were out there for about 6 hours on both Saturday and Sunday doing the trainings. So, went well. That's all I got.
We have a report from planning and zoning.
I'll go ahead and give that. I'll let Mike go over and do some time with the family. Since last trustees meeting, the following zoning certificates were received at 9385 South Palmer Road, new construction. That's a second residence that was approved by the board. There's nothing on tap for the BZA or the Zoning Commission for next month. He is expecting a BZA one to still come in, but it hasn't been filed yet. So there still could be a meeting. The date's not, we're not there yet, but we're getting very close. 25 certificates year to date, 2 declarations, 4 variances, 5 conditional use, and 3 zoning amendments, and 1 still be determined. That's the one you have for this evening. The Planning Commission is on June 20th. The Board of Zoning Appeals and the Zoning Commission, if they're needed, no Zoning Commission because that's already passed. So we definitely will not be a Zoning Commission, but if there is a Board of Zoning Appeals, it will be 6:30 on the 22nd.
The second residence on Palmer was approved?
Yes.
How far from the original is it?
I do not know that information.
I don't remember how far away it was.
It's pretty far, right?
It's pretty far.
It's on the border.
I know it's a ways, but I don't know the distance.
It's a ways, because you have that one house here and then you want to go into the back.
Yeah. All right, we go to the administrator's report, Andy.
All right, there are three resolutions on your agenda this evening. The first two resolutions are for utilizing the alternative tax budget and then utilizing that format to pass the information from the fiscal officer for the Bethel Township budget onto Miami County. The last resolution is for the consideration of the zoning case you heard in public hearing this morning. I have listed on here we're swearing in, but we've already done that, so you guys have that out of the way. Last week, I did meet with the risk management consultant for Otarma on Friday. They checked the liabilities with us every 3 years, and they said everything's in order for the township, and so we're good for another 3 years. They always send us a kind of an after-action report, and then we take a look and make sure we're doing everything we're supposed to be doing. So that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we'll move to trustee report, Beth.
Okay, so I went to NDRPC on June 1st. They're still talking about the PFAs, which is that chemical that's in the well. There's an enormous project going on for Dayton's water. Ohio EPA is testing all wells that are non-residential, and so far in Bethel Township, we get our water supply from Clark County. Everything's good. We don't have the PFAs, but they're definitely, everybody's talking about it. It's a big deal. I went to the Miami County Township Association on Thursday, June 8th. Julie was there too. And Miami County hired a new sanitary engineer, Joshua Lococo. He took over for Doug Evans, who's been our liaison for the last, oh my gosh, forever. I'm bringing him up to speed on the current annexation petition as well as the water and sewer projects and what we've done now. Hopefully be taking an active role in that. And then last night was the Huber Heights meeting, saw several of you there. Nothing on their agenda for annexation, and three of their nine members weren't even there. So.
Which three weren't there?
Otto, Shaw, and Gore.
Gore.
Wow. Okay. That's all I got. Yeah.
Julie?
Yep, so on June 3rd, we held the first annual Township Yard Sale. I'm just going to give you a little update. There weren't as many people there as we had hoped selling, but it seemed fairly successful for the first one, especially given that it was the same weekend as both the Strawberry Festival and the Fort Farmers Flea Market. We did have a lot of buyer traffic, both locally and from the National Road Yard Sale crowd. So I just want to say thanks to all who came out to sell, came to buy, and those that volunteered to help. As Beth mentioned, I went to the quarterly MCTA meeting on June 8th. The main topic was a presentation on OPERS, which is the retirement system for township employees. One thing I just wanted to mention was the MCTA president did send a letter to the Ohio Township Association asking to push to get the annexation laws changed to get us a seat at the table. That was done at the request of the county commissioners. And just to plug on the side, everyone needs to email their representatives demanding change as well. I attended the Cannabis Grow Facility open house on June 9th. It's a very nice facility, and I learned a great deal about the operation and the regulation of the facility and the industry in general. Also, I learned about some of the uses for the products ultimately produced and sold to relieve pain, stimulate appetite, calm epilepsy and seizures, and relieve many symptoms of Parkinson's, PTSD, and MS. It was very interesting and enlightening, so I encourage you to do some research on that. I just wanted to mention one other item. Last night at the Huber Heights Council meeting, which I did not attend as a good faith gesture to honor our annexation agreement, I did listen to the meeting, and Trustee Van Haren spoke to the council during the public comments section of the agenda. I do not have a problem with this per se, but I do have a problem with her speaking on behalf of the trustees. The trustees are tasked with operating as a board, not as individuals. I was not informed that she would be speaking for us, nor was I asked for any input. I was not even asked to review what was being said. I've requested in the past that she not speak for me. This also happens frequently on the township Facebook page. I just want the community to know and be aware that when one trustee speaks, it is not necessarily the opinion of everyone involved. That's
wonderful. Okay. on your garage sale, but I'll wait till we have a better time. On my trust, on my trustee report, I was at the garage sale, done food. I had a great time, had fun doing it, but we did not make any money. I sold 8 hamburgers, but I did sell a ton of breakfast sandwiches. I think we sold 26 breakfast sandwiches and 8 hamburgers and a few cans of pop and all. So that was kind of a little bit disappointing, but they did have another group selling up at the church, so, you know, that probably cut down on it just a little bit. I do have crews working at the school up there still, and I have not been over to Siler's to work on that the last couple of weeks. So that's my report. So we'll move on to public comments on items on the agenda. You want to speak? Yes, come on.
Oh, let me get that.
I shoved it back out of the way. So let me move back in the
These are items on the agenda.
Sorry.
Down at Hughes Man Road. My question is, you mentioned someone to call or to email Julie regarding the law, the 2003 law about township. Can you contact me so I know what words? Can you contact me and help me in writing my people that I need to?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Thank you.
And what was that about?
So with the Land and Lifestyle Preservation Committee, we always encourage everybody every time to contact their representatives. So Senator Huffman.
If I have some more books on how we can find them legally. So I think that's it. Thank you,
Donna. Thank you, Donna. Is there any other public comments, items on the agenda? Okie doke. We'll move on to action items. Andy?
Debbie?
The first resolution is 23-06-053, a resolution stating the intention of the Board of Trustees of Bethel Township, Miami County, to refrain from adopting a tax budget for fiscal year 2024 and adopting the alternative tax budget format as permitted through Section 5705.281 of the Ohio Revised Code.
Okay, do I have a motion for the resolution?
I will make the motion to adopt resolution 23-06-053. I second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there discussion? Hearing none, Debbie?
Ms. Reese?
Yes.
Mrs. Van Haren?
Yes.
Mr. Black?
Yes. Motion passes. Andy, the next resolution, please.
My name's Debbie, and I'm doing the resolutions. Anyway, resolution 23-06-054, a resolution waiving the required adoption of the 2024 tax budget and forwarding the appropriate information to the Budget Commission of Miami County as permitted through Section 5705.281 of the Ohio Revised Code.
Do you have a motion?
I move for the adoption of resolution 23-06-054.
I will second the motion.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion?
I'd just like to, since I missed Tuesday, I was out of town, so I missed the workshop where we talked about this. But I just wanted to ask about possibly bringing back on the radar, looking at the Bethelville water issues, especially out to Palmer Road, because we kind of have dropped that now. I know that's not the budget. We've been talking about the West Charleston Road, but I just wanted to bring that up. Maybe at the next workshop, I can add that to the list.
Okay, anything else?
Yep.
Debbie?
Mrs. Van Haren?
Yes.
Ms. Reese?
Yes.
Mr. Black?
Yes. Motion passes. Debbie, would you give us the third resolution, please?
Yes. Yes, sir. Resolution 23-06-055, a resolution approving the request from Catherine Ward at 731 East 1st Street, Dayton, Ohio, 45402, to rezone Miami County parcel number A01-04-0000, located at 4709 U.S. East Route 40, Tip City, Ohio, 45371, from a combination of R1 AAA and A2 to A1 for the entire parcel.
Okay, do I have a motion?
I will move to adopt resolution 23-06-055.
I second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there discussion? Debbie?
Ms. Reese?
Yes.
Ms. Van Haren?
Yes.
Mr. Black?
Abstain. Motion passes. Okay. So now we have public comments on any topic.
Got kind of squished in there a little bit.
I know. That's okay. It was worth it. It was worth it. Natalie Donahue, 7835 Agon Broad Road. I'm still a little confused about last night. I know the agreement was put in place, and as in good faith that it was signed and approved here in the township, I don't know what allowed Beth to attend the meeting last night, because it said that the trustees shouldn't be allowed to attend. Now, I realized that they hadn't signed it yet, but...
Exactly.
But there's no guarantee that they still may not sign it, because they still have another meeting yet this month. So what precluded, is that really the only reason that allowed you to go when you hadn't last night?
There would be no agreement if both parties is not signed. For an agreement, it takes both parties.
Yeah, not
to
yet.
Agree.
It's not been signed.
Right.
So.
And we did discuss it at the workshop meeting, and thought it was a good idea for her to go and speak.
Okay. That's just very interesting. I was
the whole situation.
I don't think we talked about it at the workshop.
No, you didn't.
We didn't talk about it at the workshop.
We didn't.
No, mm-mm. We didn't. I talked with Andy. He called the lawyer. Didn't hear back from him. I feel very strongly, and I will not speak for my other two trustees, but that they threw us under the bus, and I did not say anything that, in my mind, that said that the trustees are against us. I stated what the trustees had done. I stated that I thought it was a win-win agreement. I never said the trustees thought it was a win-win. Obviously we did, or we wouldn't have voted 3-0, but I didn't say that. And I didn't say the trustees thought it was a win-win. I have my statement. I know exactly what I said.
No, I didn't say you said that. You said we, and you said you were a trustee, and that it was voted unanimously.
Right.
So it didn't
matter. Did we vote unanimously for it?
Yes.
Okay, there we go.
Okay. So should we expect that, now I know that in times past you all have been rotating and taking turns attending, so should I expect somebody else to be there this next meeting on June 26th?
Well, that's the land use plan meeting, so no.
So that's not so convenient
no,
for everybody.
It's not. Mm-mm.
As members who would love to attend that and also be here for that. I understand you've not really been asking for the public's opinions, if you will, or statements during the land use plan, but for those of us who like to attend, we would like to be there to hear how that continues to shake out. And then
I don't know if that I would totally agree with that statement either. Everybody who's been there has had the opportunity to participate.
I don't think anybody's been asked, is there any public comments?
Mm-hmm.
I think people from the audience might have shouted out, but I don't think I haven't, because there's been no request for public comments in those meetings. And so, you know, for those of us who would want to attend, who also feel that it's very important to attend the Huber,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're kind of torn.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure they'll both be at 6:00, because that's always how it goes, it seems. But
that was the only date that the three trustees had that was in conjunction with being able to be there. So we could move it, but that means one of the trustees will not be able to attend the land use meeting.
No, I mean...
I'm just telling you, there's times when you have to pick your battles and pick your time.
Sure,
and
absolutely.
That's the only night that all three might... Mike solicited comments from all of them with the dates that they were available, and that was the only date that they had available as the three of them together.
Yeah. So it's interesting that it would have even been up for consideration. Like, that one wouldn't have been taken off the table to begin with if the plan is that, since they haven't agreed to the agreement at this point, that any that they can attend the other meeting. I would have thought one of them would have, you know, during the rotation, wanted to attend that meeting, but who knows. So, well, that brings me to, how do the people who normally attend, how do we get our thoughts and opinions on what's happening with the land use plan to somebody? Same old thing, just an email or something that's written, because there's been some, there's been a few things, and I don't have them here with me because I didn't come prepared for that, but there's some things that I would like to share as well for that, so.
You can always feel free to email myself or Mike, and we'll make sure that those get brought to the meeting.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I would want them to, because we haven't had a chance yet, and I know that the last meeting got canceled, so.
Yeah.
And I understand, especially during summertime, it's a lot. But the thing is, you know, I look back at 2019, and I've read through some of that just fairly recently, and I'm like, wow, we started that 4 years ago, and then 2020 kind of came in, and, you know, we picked it up again, so, or am I that wrong? Actually, I apologize, it was 2020 when we started that, so, for this go-round. So, it would be good to...
2021.
Actually, 2020. Yeah.
The end of 20, I think.
Yeah. It's right before COVID. We started all that, and then
we didn't start the land use plan right before.
Well, it's
COVID.
On the agenda from way back at the beginning.
Maybe
of
that
2020.
We were going to discuss it, but we didn't start it back in 2020.
Yeah. It was on. Yeah.
We wouldn't have been able to have public anything
right.
Any meetings.
No, I apologize. So it was on the agenda, and you're right. So 2021. So it's been two summers. Either way you look at it, it's been a long time.
It's been a long time, I'm not denying
it,
but it's not been 4 years.
And so I think over the course of time, a lot's been lost of where we were at that time to where we are now. So I just want to be able to have a chance for anybody to have the opportunity to speak, because the ones who've come haven't had a chance. So I appreciate it. I think that's all I was going to say tonight. So thank you very much.
Natalie, I'm sorry, I just didn't understand something. What do you mean the ones that came didn't have a chance to speak?
When we've attended this calendar year, when we've attended the second go-around
of the land use
of the
plan.
Land use plan, when we've sat in the audience and we just listened to what's going on at the table, the ones who've been in the audience, unless they've just shouted out, haven't been asked to stand up and, does anybody want to speak on this? So
has anybody been stopped from speaking?
Well, we're pretty well, we try to be
I'm sorry, because
pretty good
that
at
was
following
never
the rules.
The intention.
I'm sorry?
That was never the intention for people not to be able to speak.
Well, I don't think it's ever been expressed that we're allowed to at the beginning of the meetings.
Wow, okay.
And so we were trying to follow the ones that come. We try to follow the rules that are laid out. And if we haven't been asked to speak, we haven't.
Okay.
That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other public comments on any topic? Okay. I want to ask Julie. On the truck sale, I know you handed me a set of rules, and I know we had a table with the rules laid out and all. I understood from reading those rules that a resident was allowed to have a 10 by 10 space for no charge. So the ones that took up like the 30 by 40 space, did they pay additional money?
No, there was, so the 30 by 40, the very first one you're talking about?
Yes.
That was four residents that just put all their stuff together. And the 10 by 10, to be honest, was a limitation because we thought we'd get more people. So it wasn't meant to be that strict, if you will.
Okay.
But there were four.
A 10 by 10 is 100 square foot. A 30 by 40 is 1,200. So each of those got 300. My only question was, did we charge them?
No.
Or was that the intent to charge them?
No, it was not the intent.
Okay.
The intent of saying that that space was just to tell people there's could be a limit. Right.
My only issue, I would have never put that there was a size on it, but that was fine. That you did, there's no problem, that was fine.
Do we pick
and choose who we make rules? I mean, even tonight I hear about rules, but it don't always seem, it seems like people that, I don't like rules a whole bunch on stuff like that. So it seems like we pick and choose who has to follow the rules.
Well, I don't think we did that there. Like I said, the end was, there was four.
And they each got triple the size you said they was allowed. So I assume that you made some money for the Land and Lifestyle Preservation Committee.
No, we did not.
Okay.
Any donations we had were to the Historical Society and the Canine Vesting Program.
They went to those?
That we had a donation box set up for each of those.
Oh, good.
And
good.
That was the only donation we asked for.
Okay.
But no, it just didn't seem like it was necessary to limit the space because there was plenty of parks for
everybody. I didn't think it was necessary to limit the space. I didn't think it was necessary to limit that they had to be residents, but that was fun.
Well, it was meant to be a community event. That's why the residents were going to be free. But if we got 100 people sign up, then we would have to limit the space.
That's my only comment.
Okay.
I guess we move on to announcements.
Yes, and I apologize. There's actually one more announcement that should be added to the very beginning, which is June 19th, this coming Monday, will actually be closed for the Juneteenth holiday. So June 22nd, like I said before, is the BZA meeting or Zoning Commission. There'll be no Zoning Commission, and by now, I was looking at the math, there should not be a BZA unless Mike's already got it, and I am not aware of it. July 4th, Township offices are closed. We have a workshop meeting scheduled that day, so I think we need to discuss somehow. I'll send out an email whether we want to move a workshop meeting, because that's the only one we have scheduled for July. So I'll send out an email, find out when you guys want to do that. And then July 11th will be the trustees' regular meeting at 7 p.m.
And then we have the land use plan meeting.
Oh, yeah. That was just added since I did the agenda on Friday, so that's the 26th at 6 p.m.
I'm available any of that week of July 4th, including July 4th, if you want to meet me.
Okay.
So
I'll send out an email and respond to it, please.
Okie doke. Well, I need a motion to record the payment of warrants.
Make a motion to record the payment of the warrants, warrants 53942 through 53984, and electronic payments 452 through 537.
I second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Debbie?
Mrs. Van Heeren?
Yes.
Ms. Reese?
Yes.
Mr. Black?
Yes. Motion passes. I need a motion to adjourn.
I motion to adjourn.
Okay, do we need a vote?
Aye.
Debbie?
Ms. Reese?
Yes.
Ms. Van Heeren?
Yes.
Mr. Black?
Yes. Motion passes, and we are adjourned at 7:44.